Dave, I know for Sirius, of course, you're going to have to cover all the divisions for sure. But today we want to focus specifically on the North Division. And there's a lot of great, there's very little consistency on who people feel are going to be the four playoff teams. So which four do you have making the playoffs in the North?
That's one of the things that I love about this division is it's difficult to pick sort of your top two as it would be to pick your five and six. Like, there's so much disparity between all of these teams amongst everybody you talk to. But if I had to pick right now, my winner would be Winnipeg. Second place would be Toronto. Calgary, by virtue of the fact that they upgraded their net minding, and that was an issue that had been plaguing them for quite some time. And I think they've got a pretty good group in front of them. As long as Monahan and Goodrow have a better year. They were kind of down last year, but if they have a better year, Kachuk's there, blue line's pretty good. I see them as number three, and Montreal would be my fourth at this point. So Edmonton, Vancouver, and Ottawa would be missing for me.
You know what, Dave McCarthy? I actually just went through the lineup of Winnipeg Jets, and I didn't see anyone with the last name McCarthy. Is there a nephew with a different last name that is the reason you're paying Winnipeg to go first?
Are you suggesting that the only reason somebody would pick Winnipeg to win the division is if they had some sort of ulterior motive there, Strutty?
I didn't know you're part owner. Are you part owner of that team?
Well,
so listen, I get it. Like, I'm looking at, so this is what I see with Winnipeg. I see a really good, the best top, the deepest top six in the North. There's no doubt about it. And I see a sick goalie. But are you not concerned about their defense?
I am a little bit, yes. But I like Josh Morrissey. I think he's a good player. Ville Heinola, from people that I've talked to in Winnipeg, they're really high on this guy. Mm-hmm. And they feel like he might be a guy that can step in and make a difference that you might not otherwise have budgeted for at the beginning of the year. Like that I find is really a fascinating concept when you're trying to project teams at the beginning of the year. Seems like by the end of the year, the teams that have really stepped forward are the teams where, you know, all their guarantees, you know, the guys you go into the year with on the roster knowing, look, we need our best players to be our best players. Those guys show up, but then there's always two or three guys throughout a roster where I like to call them unbudgeted for, right? Like you weren't expecting anything from them at the beginning of the year, and then by the end of the year, you're like, man, that, you know, this forward got us 50 points, and he's, you know, he performs in all areas of the game. We can lean on him defensively, chips in, or, you know, a defenseman that comes out of nowhere and plays 18 to 20, like, real reliable minutes every year. And I think Ville Heinola could be one of those guys for Winnipeg. So if they get one of those unbudgeted four players show up on their blue line, I don't think it's as bad as it might look on paper. And I wouldn't put it past Kevin Cheveldayoff to continue to look to upgrade in that area, because I really do feel that is really their only soft spot right now. But with the group of forwards that they have, the goalie who I think is the best goalie in the Canadian division, and the way they play, the style that they play, I think they're going to be really good, and I think they'll buy themselves time to maybe make an upgrade on the blue line in some move, in some fashion or another, whether it's, you know, a separate move or whether that involves a Patrick Laine trade at some point. I really like the way Winnipeg plays, their style, their forwards, their goalie. Toronto's got too many questions for me right now that are unanswered before I can get, like, if everything goes the way it should, they should win. But will they play the right way? Will they come together quickly enough? Will they get out to a good start? Will Freddie Anderson be more the goalie that we tend to know during the regular season, less the guy that we tend to know when the chips are on the line and deciding games in the playoffs? If I can't answer those questions, I can't put them first right now.
Talking with Uncle Dave McCarthy, who's a big fan of the Winnipeg Jets. He's from SiriusXM NHL host. Taking a look around at the Northern Division, otherwise known as the Canadian Division. You know, you touched on Calgary, and you know, TJ Brody moves out, but they bring back Tanev and then Markstrom. Is that, do you think that that issue in goal last year, as far as, not that it was bad, but just, you know, having now what is considered one of the best goalies in the league, is just going to give them a floor from which to operate and give them more confidence, you know, throughout the rest of the lineup?
I think it will, because, you know better than I, Strati, but I think I have some level of understanding. When you go into a game and your mindset is, man, we hope our goalie is going to be good tonight. And yeah, maybe he is. Okay, fine. But that still affects the way you play, right? And, Riddick was good for half the year last year. And then he faltered, and then Talbot was pretty good. So they were able to get their way through the season. But the issue was that no matter which part of the season was in, I feel like the mindset was that they were hoping their goalie would be good that night. And that really, to me, that really affects the way you play. When you know your goalie is going to be good, then you have a little bit of an extra hop in your step. You're playing a little bit more confidence. You're commanding the play a little bit better because you're not out there thinking, man, if I try something and I turn it over here, it's probably going to end up in our net. And when you're operating with that type of a mindset, you're more likely to turn it over than you would be if you're playing with confidence. So I think Markstrom should really help in that regard. And otherwise, I think they've got a nice group in front of them that really should perform better than they have on paper, perform better than they have in reality in the last number of years. Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan, they've been good during the regular season. It's time for them now to really take a step forward in the playoffs. They've only won one playoff round with them. But with, I think, a more reliable goaltender in net, that should help. Matthew Tkachuk is a quality player. Like, I think they've got three pretty good lines, quite honestly. Their fourth line can really, I think, wreak havoc out there with playing a little bit more physically. I think you can turn to them, like Sam Bennett, Nordstrom, even Lucic at times. I think you can turn to them for like 12 minutes or so. And their blue line is pretty good. Giordano, Hanifin, Tanev. Those are three quality players. Rasmus Anderson, they like. Valimaki is a guy that should take a step forward this year. But I just think the goalie will make all the difference. And that's something that they haven't had in terms of reliability in quite some time.
Dave McCarthy from SiriusXM joins us. Dave, I love that you're picking the Jets. Everybody's got different opinions. Otherwise, it would be boring. It's fantastic. For all the texters freaking out, hey, we can disagree with someone. It doesn't make them an idiot or a moron.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing I always laugh at. People nowadays can't just be like, hey, why don't you explain why? I can disagree with it. Doesn't mean that you're an idiot or a joke. Because first of all, we're not talking about life or death. We're talking about a prediction. No one knows for sure who's making the playoffs. It's a prediction.
Thank you.
I don't know. All I know is that Ottawa isn't making the playoffs. That's the only thing that we're all in agreement with. Now, maybe the Senators shock us, but that is the only thing that has been consistent across the board is that Ottawa's not making the playoffs. And I get it. Well, like, why would they? I look at their defense. I look at their centers. They're not closely competitive in that division. That's the one thing that is legit agreed upon by most people. Other than that, like, Winnipeg could finish second, first, fourth, fifth, sixth. I don't think there'd be, well, I'd be surprised, honestly, if the Jets, for me, if they finish first, I'd be surprised. But I'm not surprised if the Jets make the playoffs by any stretch of the imagination.
No. I mean, see, you could call me an idiot if I said Ottawa was going to win the division. That's not going to happen. But the cool part about this division is you can make a legitimate case for the other six teams to win it. Like, yeah. Edmonton's got McDavid and Dreisaitl. It's hard to count them out. Vancouver might be harder to make that argument because I do think they got a little worse over the off season. But yeah, if Pettersson and Horvat and Besser get going and Demko is as good as he was in the playoffs and Nate Schmidt really helps their back. Yeah, sure, you can make an argument there. Anyone call me an idiot because I'm picking the Jets to win? Well, who are you picking to win? And let's hear your argument, because I think my argument for the Jets, guys, is pretty sound.
let's take a look at a couple other teams that maybe are in there. And you touched on them a bit, but the Vancouver Canucks. you know, the loss of Markstrom, they're patching with two guys, one on the way up and, you know, arguably the other one kind of on the way down in his career. If you're a Canucks fan, I'm sorry that hurts your feelings. But, you know, have they got the right balance of kind of size and skill on their back end and then their depth up front? How does that all blend for you this year?
Well, there's a lot of questions about Vancouver for me right now, because let's also keep in mind, though they went to the second round, let's not kid ourselves into thinking that they were even close to being in that series against Vegas. The only reason why they went as long as they did against Vegas was because Thatcher Demko was making 50 saves a night. So that is not sustainable to me. I'm not the biggest analytics guy, but I can tell you that is not sustainable. The other thing is, let's also remember, Tyler Toffoli was an effective player for that team when he came over. They lost him, didn't really replace him. So I don't think they got better up front. And that, to me, would be a concern. You look at the back end, Tyler Myers is still there. That's good. Nate Schmidt, they brought in. Alex Edwards, a year older. They brought in Travis Hamonic, and I think that was a shrewd move, because I think he's a guy that can certainly help. Without him, I would have been really, really concerned. So their D should be okay, but I look at the questions in goal right now, and I look at the fact that their forward group didn't really get any better as reasons why there would be some element of concern to me right there when it comes to the Vancouver Canucks. I mean, who knows? If Demko is a guy that shows himself to be the guy that we saw in the playoffs, and he can play like that on a consistent basis, and you've got some insurance with Braden Holtby, who's still a more than capable netminder in this league, they should be okay. But I just look at their roster with the guys that they lost and how in over their head they were against Vegas as it was, and not getting any better. To me, that bodes somewhat not so well for Vancouver this season when you look at the other teams that they're going to have to beat to find a way into the playoffs.
Davey, as always, we appreciate this. We look forward to talking to you next week all about the games that have already occurred in the first 5-6 days of the NHL season. And, hey, maybe the Jets will be undefeated by then. We'll see what happens, Dave. It'll be a lot of fun.
I'm banking on it. Looking forward to it, boys. Keep well.